From the WTW Newsroom, I'm Chelsea Reber. A West Bryan apartment complex that is under police surveillance following several shootings was the location of an 18-year-old's fifth arrest in 15 months. Daylon Hudgens of Bryan was charged with evading arrest, causing multiple injuries to three officers and unlawful carrying of a handgun. A College Station man who went to prison for setting fire to his grandparents' home in 2015 returns to jail on a charge of threatening to kill family members for the second time in the last 10 months. Online court records show 28-year-old Ronnie Guyton is awaiting trials on a misdemeanor terroristic threat charge from last August and a misdemeanor charge of harassing a public servant last October. College Station Mayor John Nichols told listeners on WTAW that he supports the process the College Station ISD School Board is using in deciding what will be included in the district's next bond issue.
There's a lot of needs in the district. I was not on the committee, so I can't really comment on the details of it.
CSISD School Board members will discuss their bond committee's $350 million recommendation during their June and July meetings and make a decision in August on what to ask voters this November. Members of the Texas House involved in the impeachment trial of Ken Paxton introduced two Houston defense lawyers who will present evidence to the state Senate. Rusty Hardin says he hopes to lay out the charges in a clear and concise manner.
And I promise you, it's 10 times worse than has been public and as you think.
Paxton faces 20 charges in the impeachment trial. For more news, go online to WTAW.com.
You brought a guest with you.
We have Officer Dave Simmons from the College Station Police Department.
Officer, thanks for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, quickly, since we do have him on, can we discuss the motorcycle crash? Are there any details that they can give us from this morning?
Yes.
Is there something you can tell us?
What do you want to know?
Can you tell us kind of when it happened? And then we have also discovered that there may have been an incident where someone was trying to drive through the crash scene.
Yes. So the accident itself happened at 2:40 this morning. A motorcyclist was driving southbound traveling southbound on Welburn. A vehicle that was going northbound but turning westbound onto Rock Prairie made the turn. The motorcyclist went head on and was ejected from the vehicle or from the motorcycle. So he was pronounced deceased on scene. During that time, while first responders, so police and firefighters, were out there, a vehicle disregarded a police officer, went around the vehicle. And then was stopped by officers where that person was placed under arrest for DUI. Anything
okay.
On that?
Thank you so much. I appreciate absolutely. That. Is there anything else that you wanted to discuss today?
I'm pleased to say that the City of College Station is going to have its inaugural Christmas parade this year.
Breaking news.
Yeah, it is. We're very, very excited. Don't have all the particulars on it. Other than this, I know that when our city manager went to our parks people and others and said, what do you think about having a College Station Christmas parade? And it's real, you know, real tight because here we are already, you know, just a couple of months out of Christmas. And they said, absolutely, we can do it.
Okay, Colby, tell me, is it true that if the chicken dies, it can still be judged?
Yes, after it's checked in.
Right. Okay. I've heard this.
Oh, does that happen?
Yeah.
What's going on at these places?
Well, sometimes they get a little overwhelmed and they pass heart attack, anxiety.
Yes.
But if they're checked in already, they can actually still be judged and win.
Oh, okay. Probably easier that way.
Yeah. Yep.